ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। What is filled in this greetings of Om Shanti today? We are on the path of progress. We are making efforts to become a divine being from an ordinary human being. We are working together to achieve or create a world with God, a world of beauty, a world of purity, a world of divinity with spirituality, with the power of purity. Though the topic, I think it is the efforts, determination in effort, this is what the topic was announced. Just to once again to check. So what does it mean, efforts? Are we struggling? Are we working hard? Do we need to work hard? Determination in efforts. It's called purusharath in Hindi. Effort does not mean struggle. Effort does not mean hard work. It's a purusharath for the benefit of my own self. To achieve something which I like, I want to become. Purush means the soul. Purush means being. So we are working to become a real human being, a divine being. And this is why we are aiming very high. So determination to achieve success, to reach the goal with great joy. And so determination is the foundation of the building of our life, Brahmin life and the divine life, the golden aged life. Determination, the power of determination, is the seed of the tree of humanity. So human world tree, Baba spoke today. Baba is the seed. And for our own life of the whole Kalpa tree, each individual, each of us, is the living seed. And the seed, success of the seed is the fruit. And the beauty of the fruit is a seed in it, which contains future. So what is the seed? Seed is the present, is the past, present and future. Seed is the three aspects of time. A present time, what I am making is the foundation or the seed I am planting. So we are gardener of our life. Baba is the gardener, the owner of the garden. And each individual, Baba said, in the pot of the confluence age, like a flower pot, the confluence age is called the flower pot, and in the flower pot the seed is planted. Or another explanation, a beautiful example Baba uses, is the sapling is being planted. So sapling is from the old tree. And when the seed is there, seed is from the past fruit, from the past tree. And when the seed, you water it. But you cannot water just only in a pot. It will become a sprout, but will not become a fruit to bear another fruit, another seed. It can sprout and it can bring great joy. But effort is to make our life fruitful. That is successful. And so it's an old saying in English, determination is key to success. Baba uses this example many times. Dradta, safalta ki kunji hai. It's a key, determination is key to success. And so we are determined to change the world. We are determined, before change the world, change ourselves. And so what are our efforts? Is to transform ourselves. To change our sanskaras. And when we make it effort, I'm changing my sanskaras. I'm changing my habits. I'm changing my nature. And then it means we are giving this put in it in a some kind of connotation is I'm working very hard. So in fact it's a not, if I'm only focusing on I'm changing my sanskara, I'm changing my habit. So present situation becomes every time is effort and you have to work hard. But goal is in front of us. Baba is giving us the aim. Aim and object first. And so when our vision is focus, what I want to achieve, and when this vision of future achievement is clear, then efforts are not efforts. For example, if somebody knows, I get a nice job with good payment, and also along with that, you get a car, you get a bungalow, you have a servant to take care of your things, you have many facilities. Then, but the job begins very early in the morning. Now, it's very, the wish is, yes, I like really sleep. Early morning is the best time to enjoy the sleep. Now what is effort? There's no effort anymore. Before that, if the job was not clear, achievement was not clear, and then somebody has to get up, then it's effort. But when achievement is clear, what I am going to receive, then efforts are not so much. Then it is the aim. It's not the hard work. It becomes aim to achieve something. It is then, I want to do that. I like to do that. So then this effort, then it is not a struggle in life. I wish I could do that. It's not only wish. It becomes a willpower. So one is I want. One step is I want to do that. Other said I like to do that. Third is I enjoy really it, doing it. I love to do that. Something is filled in it. I'm interested in doing this. Research is there. So what is happening? These qualities which are the in our effort, there are different aspects are connected with it. The whatever action we are performing, or we can say whatever efforts we are doing. Because this is what it's a meaningful purusharath effort. Is meaningful. There's a meaning in it. I mean to do. I have an aim for that. And so determination is like, I definitely want to do it. And then it becomes a willpower. So determination, another determination is willpower. And in that willpower is confidence and courage. It's supported by the confidence and courage. And courage means that definitely there would be many obstacles will come, many challenges will be there. So some people then when they see the challenges, when they have to face the difficulties, then they lose the confidence in the self. They have confidence, but then the obstacles do not have the power, and they lose that happiness. Its goal seems very high. So there, you need again, of course, I will do it, I will it. I will becomes a future, not the willpower. I will do sometimes. I will be able to make it. So still a hope remains. But then, courage and power in it to do. So, there is a knowledge in our efforts. It's very important. Today Baba spoke about, you know it, you understand it. So knowing, understanding and realization. Reality that what I am going to achieve, it's inheritance that I am going to receive from Baba, it achievement is there. And how I get with the power. One is spiritual power within myself. Other is the yoga power. Who is my backbone? Who is my support? Who is my strength? Now, there's a difference between having this determination, faith in it. Who is my strength? Who is my support? One strength, one support. Or bhakti concept. If it is God's will, it will happen. Insha'Allah. Means if God wants, it will happen. Insha'Allah. Means if God wants. Or some in Brahmin say, if it is in drama, it will happen. It's the same thing though. The other people say God's will. Or on other side, it is in Christianity, every day the prayer is made, Thy will be done. Miss God, your will be done easily. Who will do it? Like today Baba said, God said, Allah Mia said this. God, Allah Mia Farmaya, Miss God said. What did he say? And to whom did he say? What did he give order for? And so what is God's wish? What is his will? He gives, actually his will is that all what he has, because all what parents have, it's a wish and will is of the parents for the children. And so Baba's wish is, God's will is that we create the new world for our own selves. A beautiful world of perfection. Which is His will, because He is called the creator of paradise. He is called Heavenly Godfather. He does not come in heaven, but His wish and will is that we will become the emperor of the golden age. We human beings become divine beings. He wants us to become this. And when we are, so that goal is very high. It is, so when some people make reach the goal high, that we want to reach, there is a lot of enthusiasm. And it is just like some people see the mountain and they have enthusiasm to climb up the mountain, to climb there. From a distance, with a group, there is enthusiasm to go. Some seeing the mountain near, oh, it's too high. They don't even try. They want. There is a wish. There is a desire. But then they lose this courage. Other people have courage. They start, have confidence as well. With confidence they start. But as the situations come, they come halfway through and then come down. And one time Baba said, this was a scene, one trans messenger brought a beautiful scene for Brahmins, that what is important for you, your wish, your desire becomes easy, you don't have to struggle. A group was, Baba was standing on the top of the mountain, and the children were there, the bottom of the mountain, at foot of the mountain. And it's feeling that Baba, they want to meet Baba, they want to go up. So some came near and just happy to take drishti from Baba. Baba is there, but mountain is too high. They stopped there. Others started and then it felt difficult. And then Baba, oh Baba, I cannot come. It's too difficult. Please help me. So moving very slowly. And some instantly reached there. Those who were standing there, they were wondering, what it is that they reached, what was the magic? And they told that it is not that they were not seeing the mountain. What pulled them was Baba's drishti. They were not seeing the mountain. They were seeing Baba and Baba's drishti. And so the effort, the struggle, did not feel struggle. The joy of being merged in Baba's eyes. And then watching everything. How big was the mountain? Being very high, so then the joy of achievement and joy of going. So from the effort did not remain effort. So this is why it's a, one aspect is, it's a really deep wish within my own self that I want to do that. I want to become a deity. And Baba is telling me perfection. So I have this self-realization. I had achieved this before and I can achieve it again. Something which is new to make it, it's effort. But if I had before, now it's a different aspect that I had, I did achieve this, I was, as Brahma Baba said today, when I look at the picture of Krishna, of Lakshmi Narayan, I have great intoxication. This is, I was, and this I am going to become. So now it was, it's determination with great intoxication. And so in this way, the whatever the powers are willed by God, because that's my inheritance, it's a will, because Baba has willed the property for us. He said, purity, peace and prosperity is for you. Happiness is a birthright for you. You experience longer time happiness and others experience happiness but for short time. We have full cycle. And so this realization brings determination in us. Will power is based on realization. And realization again, this is determination comes in this. Not only, okay, it is, I did achieve and I will achieve, is intoxication is there, but along with intoxication, another aspect is very important, that willpower really works. Determination is become very deep for a high destination. Is wearing the crown at this moment. In order to receive the crown of the golden age, double crown king of the golden age, I need to wear the crown at the present time. And what is that crown? That is the crown of responsibility. It's my action bring reward. It's a reward, it's a fruit, and this is what I meant, that fruit is when the seed is planted. The fruit will not come. The fruit is result from the past is there. I see the past. That was from the past. This seed is from the past fruit. But now I have to see it, the future in it. And it's my responsibility to bring divine qualities in me. So whatever efforts are to become divine virtuous, all divine virtuous. So that's earlier on I was speaking about the effort. One is, I want to change my sanskaras. My sanskaras are very strong. It's the sanskaras of 63 births. Very difficult to change. Then efforts are really, then it becomes a struggle. And then you are always constantly in the battlefield. Then victory, victory and defeat, victory and defeat. But then, with this aim of that divine virtues is my responsibility. By imbibing it virtue, the task that Baba has given for transformation, it is not that others have to make effort for me. So some people do the task, but they don't take the responsibility. And there is the noble power in it. For example, the job people do, they take interest to her work, but they don't take responsibility. They say, okay, you want to make any effort, I can support you, but don't blame me if it is not successful. It means that there is this, then we would never become, that person never achieve success because it is not internal, the wish is there, but full power is not used. And so Baba says, it is your, because you want to achieve the kingdom. And so, Baba, you say, Baba, you can do, I can give you power, but work is yours. So through that our sanskaras become automatically. Sanskaras I don't need to transform. But sanskaras are created when I am changing this, my habit of becoming dependent on others or maintaining the old habit. Baba says it is also very, this power that we created of blaming others when we don't change or making excuses when the success is not there. So what habit I need to make it in order to make it really achievement, to achieve it, I need to create this habit of being responsible for my future. So as much responsibility I take, I am mature. So maturity also brings willpower. The child is like, the childlike nature is I like, I want. The youth power is that yes, it's a lot of enthusiasm and courage. But maturity is wisdom in it. And so Baba is saying us that it's with a mature person does fulfills the responsibility, not with pressure, with great joy. All our dadis, Baba, Mama, took the responsibility. Baba took the responsibility. Brahma Baba, Shiv Baba gave vision to Brahma Baba. The first vision, that is, the stars were coming from the sky. They were changing into the world of prince and princesses. Know this vision, you know that Brahma Baba had seen the first vision. And he was watching it. And what he was told, you are the ones who have to help me to create such a world. And when Brahma Baba came back from this scene in trance, it was a vision, no? And he says, who was it? What was it? It was a light. It was a might. But how can I do this task? And he then realized that it is his instrument. God is doing this task and his instrument to do this task. So it was on responsibility with humility. So this balance, I'm an instrument. So then whenever task is being done in this effort, achievement is there, great joy is there, blessings are filled in it. So what is happening? This will power becomes divine will, Goddess will, God's will. This is what it is, means God's wish, God's will becomes our willpower. So Brahma Baba had this vision when Gulzar Dadi brought vision of his future angelic stage, this Avyakt Brahma. So Brahma Baba started making effort to invoke that perfect form. So now this is here, the efforts are there, but it's with complete full aim and determination to reach that stage. Invoking his Avyakt form, angelic form, and intoxication to become the future deities. And because with this now the transformation, inculcation of divine virtues, not for the self, but Baba took the responsibility to also encourage the children, sustain them, empowering them. And this is what he said when he became avyakt. It was the day of giving will, willing the willpower, the powers. So our willpower is God's will, that it is given to us. And with this great joy when we are making effort, then it's not struggle. So Purusharath is meaningful. Then it's filled with blessings. It means that constant attention is needed. Not only just determination for effort when we are reaching, so we need to follow Father to reach the destination. Our focus does not change from anywhere else. And follow Father means Baba became bodiless. And so this is where it is determination is not to achieve something else. It is the determination of being the seed again, soul conscious again. And this is what Baba says, I need to make a habit. What will become sanskaras? Sanskaras is actually first, it is habit. So then I don't need to change old sanskaras, but I need to create new sanskaras. So willpower to create new sanskaras. So it is power is filled because I have yoga. Knowledge is there that this is what I am. So it is knowledge, virtues and power. These three together brings determination in us. Knowledge is there that in the soul, in me, the living energy, is sanskaras of the golden age. And that sanskaras of purity, peace, love, happiness are there in me because this is golden age sanskaras in eternal soul are eternal. But what is missing in this? Knowledge is there. We hear this. We have understanding this. But why not the willpower come? It does not remain constantly. Faith, full faith in intellect. Knowledge is there, but faith in it, that this is what it in me. It is I was a divine being. I will become that again. But this is, at the confluence age, this I need to experience this. This is effort needed. Willpower for the present time to make the future seed present in the hand. The past seed present in the hand to create the future. Seed means which has past, present and future. And so my seed stage of what my future is, that willpower is needed to experience all these qualities now. And this experience is a natural that we express. So how much actually willpower I have, the deep desire, the aim is there, desire is there, attention is there to experience and express. That percentage is the power increasing. Because power is expressed when it is showing it. Power is, Mr. Power itself is transformation. Transformation shows the power. So how much consciousness I keep this conscious. I'm paying attention all the time. So for this, to develop this willpower or determination, is constant attention is also needed. And this practice again and again. What Baba did, in this way we need to follow the first step. Some people say, but Rama Baba is not there, how should we follow him? It's not the following a visible car. It's the following Baba's path that Baba made effort to achieve his goal. And that we are following. Even if it is Baba's corporeal form is not there, but path he has laid for us. Now depends on with how much my vision is really focused on this. So, all virtuous, not only just willpower, but this willpower is to become all virtuous, so it means the virtues, Brahmin virtues and Brahmin powers. Brahmin virtues and Brahmin powers is my result, the future divine status. That would be the will fruit. In the golden age, I don't need to have tolerance. In the golden age, I do not need to face anything. In the golden age, I don't have to conquer vices or Maya either. So there are different powers that human beings have. There is willpower in human being as well. But this power is to achieve the limited achievement of this for this life. And people become successful, that willpower. But our willpower, and then power that human beings have, sometimes people misuse power. And that power then people become very careful even to use the word power. They don't want power because power corrupts people. But this is divine power that we are having. Godly power. Godly power is benevolent power. So this is the power we are receiving is benevolent power, which is benefit for myself and benefit for others. And that power is called creative power, which is creating future. So Brahmin qualities and Brahmin powers, the power to face, power to withdraw, in the golden ages, powers are not. 8 powers that we are talking about, we don't need this in the golden age. Golden age is a fruit of all this willpower. And for this time, it is using, have a willpower, following Brahma Baba by having willpower, by being humble, creative, and selfless server. Like Baba said today, you are not only children of God, you are godly servers. We are not only children, we are servants as well. And so this service is also determination. I am serving my own self. I am serving the world. This consciousness of serving is automatically, in one side is responsibility, other side it's my own great fortune. And so when I'm thinking it's responsibility, it means the qualities that I have to, I serve myself, it means I use the power to protect myself against negativity. My wish is to protect, to progress. So I protect myself. I have willpower to maintain my stage, that I don't get disturbed very quickly. I am not so sensitive that very quickly I lose my joy. Very quickly, I lose my self-respect. Very quickly, I become so weak that I lose hope in myself. So, if this is the power of soul consciousness, makes my future, creates a present stage which is creating my future. So here it is, this power of stability, power of self-respect. At the confluence age, I need power of self-respect. At the confluence age, I have godly power to inspire others. Before that, we did not have power. The power we had, we could not tolerate the progress of others. Because of this power, it becomes negative power, and then it becomes jealousy, it becomes hatred, it becomes competition. So the power is misuse of the power. But then here, it is spiritual power, is will power, which is, it is not making my seed eaten by insect. So seed has to be powerful so that future is created. Future reward, jivan mukti, liberation of purity, peace and happiness. This knowledge is giving us, if the knowledge is light, knowledge is might, which will bring the fruit in the future. So willpower at the present time, the seed of knowledge has a power which brings liberation and liberation of life in the golden age. But it is liberation now. Liberation from my weaknesses. Liberation from my negativity. Liberation from my suffering. Liberation from my karmic account. So this willpower at the confluence age we have, that in order to go to the golden age, I don't want to go from the path that Baba said today. He said there are two methods to go to the golden age, to clear the karmic account with suffering, or to clear the karmic account with yoga power. So present power is yoga power. Confluence age's power is yoga power. On the path of bhakti there was not yoga power. So yoga power creates willpower. It's relationship with Baba creates willpower in us. Now I am receiving this willpower from Baba. This realization, the confluence age qualities, confluence age's powers are godly powers. And this is God's will. This is what Baba wants from me. Then his power to remain detached from this world of suffering. So realization power of purification. And the will power in us that yes, before I go to the golden age, I purify myself with God's love. I purify myself by being a server with blessings. I purify myself by performing elevated actions, which is again the reward of the golden, for the golden age. So this is willpower. This is the efforts in willpower, willpower in our efforts. But at the same time, it is intoxication. Responsibility is mine, but I am doing the effort with great joy, with great intoxication. So this future perfection that our goal is, it's not only the cycle of self-realization. It's not only the knowledge of the cycle of the self-realization. It's the power which is mace in our hand, where I become victorious. And it is the power to be benevolent and power to become detached, which is lotus flower. So becoming all virtuous, completely viceless. This is path we follow in Brahma Baba. Bodiless and viceless. This practice is needed. Determined to be pure, determined to be yogi, determined to be server. Not only just my habit, but it is my sanskaras. Of course, by creating the determination, I'm going to do it. So it has to be habit. It has to be created habit first. As we became, how did we create this habit? By repeating the action. And how do I create this now habit again? By reminding myself again and again. Deep wish then becomes the willpower. It is wish, it is deep desire, it is confidence, it is courage filled in it. So all virtues which are at the confluence age, is like the different bricks to create the foundation. The reward, the golden age that Baba is giving, is the treasure which we receive at this time. So determination is key to success. Determination is key to all the treasure. Method is purification with pure realization. With responsibility, but with great joy. Om Shanti.